includes everything that we go through in life. Praise God, he said that. And we know that in all things work together for good. Last week I talked about our relationship to God. I don't know how many people, this ought to be my test right now. Our relationship with God. And in that sermon, I talked about what it is that we should dedicate, because that was the fourth therefore that I had talked about. It was the therefore of dedication, which means that there are some things that we as believers have to dedicate to God. I talked about three of them last week. I said that we must dedicate, first of all, our body. I said then we must dedicate our mind. Oh, it came from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And then I said the third thing that we ought to dedicate to him is that we have to dedicate our will. Praise God. And I mentioned that in dedicating our minds to God, praise God, that our minds were renewed, praise God, amen, and they were transformed by the Holy Spirit. Your mind, praise God, has to be transformed. And see, God transforms our mind and he makes us spiritually minded. Praise God, by using his word. I'm going somewhere, y'all. So in our text today, we see that how the Lord works in every situation, whether good or bad. We might not fully understand what God is doing in every situation, but regardless of what we are going through, we must know that God is in fact in control. In other words, all things, praise God, God worked, he worked them together for our good. And he does that for those who love him. Oh yeah. Everything might not feel good. Or the situation might not look good. But can I tell you that God harmonizes together all of those things together for our ultimate good. Which let me know that there are in fact some benefits of having all things working together. Praise God. You want to know the very first benefit? Praise God. Turn to your neighbor. No, I better not say. Yeah. It's all for your good. It's all for our good. Praise God. Can I say that? That's the first benefit. He allows all things to work together. Praise God. And one of the benefits for it, when he allowed it to work together, it is for our good.
Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Don't you know that God knows every situation that's going on in your life? Maybe I need to say that again. Don't you know that God knows every situation that's going on in our life? And as a people of God, we must understand that God has what I call the inside track on the good in every situation. Now, what might not look promising to you, it is the right situation to improve your spiritual condition. Because it is the right situation for you to see the move of God. And sometimes, praise God, you've heard me say that sometimes God has to sometime do something, praise God, to us in order to do something for us. If I act for a show of hands in here just this morning, how many of y'all have ever been through something? I'm talking about truly been through something. I'm not talking about hitting your finger while you were nailing a nail. I'm talking about been through something. And as a result of what you've been through, you are much better today. Praise God, because if we're honest about it, we can think back on what appears to be what we call some terrible times in our life. We may have had a car that was repossessed. We may have lost a house. Or we may have lost a job. Praise God, because according to us, the boss didn't like us. How many times when people lose a job, is the boss just didn't like me? Everybody else still got their job. But you the only one got the pink slip. And that's because the boss didn't like you. Praise God. You see, if it was not that you have lost a car, you want to know something? Maybe you would have never found your way to church. The house may have been too much for you to afford. And guess what? If it had not been for the fact that you were fired, your attitude would have never changed. I'm trying to tell us that he sees the good in everything, and he is going to work it out. Praise God for your good and for my good. Amen. And it's not because you have good credit. Okay, I got to throw this in there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It ain't because you got good credit. It's because you got God credit. How many of y'all got God credit? Your credit score might be 320, but you got a God credit of 860. You see, he looks into all things that we're going through. Praise God. And when he looks at it, he's going to work it all together so that it come out for our good. I know some of y'all wondering why you didn't marry that tall, dark Hampson fella, nice. Make sure I make this right. That nice lady who has that figure eight. You were looking at it from that point of view. God was looking down the road. And he is able to see the good, praise God, in all things. See, we must understand that although God knows all of our problems, he does not just dabble in our problems. He solves them. Oh, Lord.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Gentle Redeemer,
God with us, yeah.
You are tuned into the spiritual part
of the broadcast.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
as evangelist Ronnie Bell takes you further.
You were born
to the word
in a manger.
If we are to be good stewards of the Word of God, then the gifts, the operation of those gifts, and the teaching of those gifts from Jesus, must be taught, learned, and implemented in God's church. Not your church, but in God's church. Again, I'm not pointing to a particular church. When God gives us correction, it's for the entire church. It's for the whole church. Because it's one. We are one body. And it comes to every last one of us the same way. In Ephesians chapter 4, Jesus ascended up from above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he said that he might fill all things. And he says in verse 11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Listen to what he did it for. For the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why? Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. See, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the fullness of Christ. Now, how in the world can you think you're going to measure up to the fullness of Christ? And here, you're not talking about the gifts of Christ. You're not working the works of Christ. You might not even have one of those gifts in you yourself. And you're not teaching it to the whole body of Christ. Man, that's XXX. That's 000. That's nothing. We have to be able to do the things that God has set us up to do, or we're a failure. We have to measure up to the life and stature of Jesus Christ. Are you there yet? I don't think so. I know I'm not, but I'm growing, and I'm trying to get there, and with the help of the good Lord, I will make it. Verse 14 says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait for deceive, wait to deceive. This is a whole teaching lesson on its own. So I can't get into every one of them. I'm trying to finish this portion of the lesson, but we will come back and we will revisit these scriptures. But speaking the truth in love and grow up into him in all things, this is what we're supposed to do. Grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. This is our golden moment right now, our opportunity to grow up, to be mature brides of Christ. Hebrews chapter 5, Paul says, we are of dull hearing. This is what he says. In verse 12, he says, when for the time we ought to be teachers, we have need that one teach us again.